Philip J. had a interview that I was supposed to do, and if I had been above the weather instead of under it, I would have. But Phil had a great conversation with Todd Myers, Washington Policy Center, talking about the Climate Commitment Act and the, quote, cap and invest scheme that has raised the price of gasoline for you about 43 cents a gallon. And one of the things they do is they auction permits that allow you to emit carbon. And that is how they've been raising billions of dollars. And that's also why the price of gasoline has been going up for you. Well, yesterday, after they held another auction for these carbon emission permits, producer Phil interviewed Todd Myers as part of their conversation.
So the last price for the permits was $51.89 per metric ton of CO2. That calculates to about 42, 43 cents per gallon of gasoline, just so that you know what that is. That was from December, so about 51.89. Yesterday, it was $25.76, less than half of what it was in December.
So why does happened? Why did it drop by half?
Because with Initiative 2117 on the ballot, and that's the initiative that would repeal the CO2 tax, companies that have compliance obligations who have to buy these permits are thinking, why would I buy permits if the law is going away and those permits and those allowances will be completely worthless and unnecessary? I won't have to comply anymore with the regulations. So they bid, but they bid extremely low. In fact, there's a minimum price of $24 and the price came in just barely above that minimum. So what I have told people is that Initiative 2117 has already produced a $137 million tax cut before it has even been voted on, because the simple fact that people expect it to pass has driven prices down so much that we're paying $137 million less for allowances than we would if the price had been the same as it was in December.
In other words, we're already winning. By the way, the Washington Retail Association has endorsed the initiative to stop the hidden gas tax that results from these carbon emission permits being auctioned off, because the price is passed on to you, not just in gasoline, but check out your home heating bill, especially if you use oil or natural gas. Do you notice a little spike there? Well, not only is that price spiking, it's going to get even higher because the natural gas bill they passed, unless there is a bill or an initiative to countermand that and tell the government has no business restricting your access to natural gas as a fuel source anyway in your home or your business. Anyway, great interview, great conversation. We're already seeing dividends from these initiatives. And there is Philip J. Vandervoort III with the day's first social media sweep. Brought by?
Sponsored by Muckleshoot Casino Resort. Thanks for the setup, John.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy Cruz had a couple of pointed things to say about the funeral for the Washington State Patrol Trooper Chris Gadd, who was memorialized on Wednesday. And she pointed out Governor Jay Inslee attended the memorial this week for Washington State Trooper Chris Gadd. This was conducted in Everett at the Angela Wynn's arena there.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy Cruz writes, he had a front row seat to witness the pain caused by criminals who benefit from Inslee's sanctuary policies.
Well put.
Yeah.
And I bet the irony flew right over that guy's head.
Well, certainly Inslee's. Yeah, certainly Inslee's. But. And then somebody else in the thread adds, and Attorney General Bob Ferguson nowhere to be found at the funeral. I've got the final word here on...
Why am I not surprised at that?
I've got the final word here on the TikTok sale bill that passed the House, now goes to the Senate.
Yes?
Here's the social media post. Media viruses on Chinese apps getting way more pushback from U.S. officials than real viruses from Chinese labs.
Boom. Roasted.
So,
well, that's because those apps weren't developed in a wet market.
Okay, that's true. The app was not from a wet market. That post comes from a writer I've never heard of, but political writer, says editor at large at County Highway and co-host of something called America Week with Matt Taibbi. And of course,
I know Matt Taibbi.
I listen to Carlson's show often enough. You know about Matt Taibbi. He has been one of the people who's written extensively about the Twitter files and everything that Twitter was doing. In
he's a fascinating guy. He and Glenn Greenwald,
he's a unique story,
are both gentlemen on the left, right, with great accomplishments in terms of journalism achievements. Mm-hmm. And they have migrated now they're anti-progressive because they've figured out the left has no use for two things that matter to them, free speech and the truth.
But I thought that summed things up nicely. You kind of mentioned this one in the last segment. I know you're going to spend more time getting into it, but I'll read you the post on social media Riley Gaines tweeted about her lawsuit. Riley Gaines is the former NCAA swimmer. Or is she still a swimmer? Is she still competing?
Well, she still swims, but of course she's out of school now.
Okay, there we go, yeah. Riley Gaines posted, "I'm suing the NCAA along with 15 other collegiate athletes who have lost out on titles, records, and roster spots to men posing as women. The NCAA continues to explicitly violate the federal civil rights law of Title IX. About time someone did something about it."
Yep.
And then she throws in the hand clapping emoji. So that's what Riley Gaines ended up posting on her social media.
We love Riley. Okay, we've got time for one more.
Okay, I'll plug this one in. I think you mentioned this one as well. Maybe if you didn't, I know it's come up on ABC news updates this morning. And if we get Steve Moore on the show here, hopefully a little bit later this morning, I think it would be great to ask Steve Moore about this. But Steve Mnuchin, the former Treasury Secretary for the Trump administration, is stepping up as a possible buyer of TikTok if this whole forced sale eventually goes through.
Well, believe it or not, we thought it was crazy that TikTok was valued at, that Twitter was valued at $44 billion. Right. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk stepped up to buy. TikTok, more than three times
Yowza.
As much.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a very big investment group that Steve Mnuchin is trying to put together.
And that's part of the arrangement. He's working with other team of investors to potentially pull this off. But we'll see where it goes.
What you pay for 150 million TikTok users, the great proportion of whom are under 30 years of age. Mm, yeah. That's what you call a market.